This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Now then, it goes without saying that if you hear Michael Bloomberg's name and he's not giving some quote about how Reynolds Aluminum is doing, if he's saying anything about guns, or if he's doing anything about guns, then, well, we need to look at that with quite the jaundiced eye, especially any of the research or anything else he's got out there. But what he's trying to do now is he's trying to buy public policy. And he's in two states right now. Doing just exactly that, trying to make that happen. Joining me from the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, we're joined by the Executive Director, David Trahan. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. What we got going on in Maine? What is Bloomberg up to?
Well, your call is to the front lines of the gun control war that's going on across this country. Michael Bloomberg decided, I guess, back a few years ago, I believe 2014, he said that he was going to use his wealth to take on the NRA and to basically challenge any politicians who didn't support gun control, and committed $50 million of his own money to promoting gun control. And at the time, Blaze magazine called him the godfather of gun control, and he kept his promise. He went to Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, and he passed his version of universal background checks, which is a long way away from universal background checks, and he passed those three initiatives in those three states. Well, actually, one of them was an initiative, two were state laws, and now he's up in Maine pushing the same garbage that he pushed down there up here in Maine and in Nevada. And he put on the ballot using paid signature collectors, and about $1 million of his own money, he bought his signatures through paid signature collectors and got on the ballot, and we're fighting him up here in Maine to try to keep him from imposing his, I guess, social engineering on our state. And they're doing the same thing in Nevada.
Right. I know that in Nevada he was busing everybody in. Did he actually come into Maine and hire these people, or did he have to bus those people in too?
Oh, he bused his people in. He hired a company called Fieldworks out of Washington, D.C. They're a professional signature gathering company, and came in and he hired some locals and brought in some out-of-state people and paid them big money, hired his own notaries, spent a lot of money. He collected over 80,000 signatures, but many of those were thrown out. I think 20,000 of his signatures were thrown out because they were bad, which is an indication that, paid signature collectors just didn't care about a signature. They only wanted the money. So he got on the ballot, and now we're facing the battle of our, at least my lifetime up here. We've been a strong state as far as gun rights go. We have not only a constitution that says we have a right to own firearms, but that it shall never be questioned. It's one of the strongest state constitutions in the nation, and we're also one of the safest states in the country. We have have about 12 murders a year, which are gun-related. In comparison, I believe, through August, Chicago had over 500. So we're a very safe state to live in, second safest state in the country, and Bloomberg's not here because he wants to reduce gun violence. He just thinks we're an easy win. And back, you know, when this campaign started last January, our organization teamed up with Gun Owners of Maine, NRA, professional guides, trappers, bow hunters. You know, we're the Sportsman's Alliance, Maine. We have 10,000 members. We teamed up, and I believe we've built the strongest grassroots campaign probably ever created in Maine. We took what was polling 27 points down, and we've closed the gap to less than 10. We're down to somewhere around 9 or 8 percentage points between us. And we did that with virtually no money. Bloomberg spent $5 million so far, and he's done nothing but lose ground. And that's a testament to our grassroots folks that are in the field. We're a small state. We've already put 18,000 lawn signs on lawns. We got a great team. We own social media up here, and we're pounding away. The reason that your listeners need to be listening and paying attention and preparing is that Michael Bloomberg, he doesn't care what state he's in. He's on a mission. It just happens to be in Maine this year. We're in the bullseye this year, but every state in the nation should be concerned about Michael Bloomberg. He's promised to build an infrastructure in every state, every legislature. This guy's a billionaire, and he has the money to do it. And people up here are just buying right into it. When I say people, the advocates for gun control over the last 15 years who have been completely useless are now empowered because they've got money behind them. Now, I know I'm on a national audience, and I'm being taped, and I don't really care. I'm just going to say it. We have some chiefs of police up here who've been on our state's most active gun control organization's board of directors. They're named Sawchuck and Googans from Portland and South Portland, and they're spearheading a so-called Chiefs in Law Enforcement 4 Question 3, which is the background check initiative. I think that's quite dishonest when you don't disclose that to the public, but, you know, we've got these two chiefs who are on TV in their badges who are gun control advocates out there spearheading this effort for Bloomberg. My opinion, that's shameful, and I can say that from a position of experience. I was a legislator myself for 12 years, state senator, and I had a reputation of being a straight shooter, an honest guy, and I just think that's dishonest for Bloomberg to use our own police to divide our not only our law enforcement community, but our outdoor community, too.
Well, That doesn't surprise me. I mean, in here in South Carolina, and I'd like to I want to tell you about some parallels in the other segments coming up that I see. Now, when Tim came to me, how are you guys doing? I mean, do you think you're going to defeat this?
Yeah, I do, and I'll tell you why. When Bloomberg comes to a state, you might as well call him a Hollywood movie production. You know, if you go to a Hollywood movie, you go in, you watch it, and you come out of it, most of the time you go, wow, that was so realistic. But the reality is everyone in it is a paid actor, all the way to the producer. And in this case, you know, he takes his Hollywood production from state to state, but what you learn very quickly is the policy that he's promoting is seriously flawed. For those folks that are out there listening that understand background checks and the NICS system and the Gun Control Act of 68 understand what I'm about to say. Traditionally, people understand background checks to be when you sell a firearm or the title or ownership of a firearm changes hands in a transfer. That's traditionally what we understand as a requirement to have a background check. Well, Bloomberg got very clever in his social engineering, and what he did was, in this initiative, he redefines transfer to mean loan, lend, provide, or furnish a firearm. Well, that changes the intent significantly.
Hang on for me. We wanted to break. Pick this up on the other side. David,
sure.
We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Take your Rift Action Response Kit. It has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. You can find every weapon I own is completely slathered in that stuff. Check them out. froglube.com. Talking to David Trahan of the Sportsman's Alliance out of Maine, where they're in the middle of having to turn back an attempt to come in by a carpetbagger who's trying to buy public policy, well, just because he's got the money. You were explaining how this is working. I want to ask you, you were talking about these law enforcement officers. Now, are they getting out there actively and going around and canvassing for this, or is that just their position? They're just being lazy about it.
Full of gun control advocates that are out of our two largest cities or our most urban area, this Sawchuck and Googans, and they're spearheading the Yes Zone 3 campaign for the background check initiative. The law enforcement outside of that area are opposed. We have 13 of our 16 county sheriffs that are opposed. Literally 100 of the law enforcement personnel have come out and opposed it. We have an ad coming out with a good segment of those who are publicly in opposition. So our warden service also weighed in and said the thing was unenforceable and would entrap law-abiding citizens by capturing them under this new transfer definition, which I, for sportsmen, for legal law-abiding citizens, this thing's going to be a freaking nightmare. And let me explain to you why that is. This law would extend the requirement for background checks to when people use firearms. Whoever's in possession of those firearms, even though it may be temporary, under the Gun Control Act of 68, temporary transfers of firearms for sporting purposes in particular was exempted from the background check requirement. This law supersedes that or eliminates it and puts in place a requirement for even the most casual or temporary of transfers would require a background check. Now, the background check would, and for instance, if I wanted to let my buddy borrow, who I've known for 20 years, to borrow one of my firearms to go duck hunting, let's say.
For a day. Does it even transfer to the point, like if you and your buddy want to go shoot, and he's like, let me carry the gun in my car.
Yes. Then that person that I let borrow it would have to have a background check. Now, they're not going to do that for free. It's probably going to be $40 to $50. That's what other states are charging. That's what they're charging up here. So I let my buddy borrow my gun. He takes it. I do a background check. The law says that he appears as the owner of the gun, so probably should have a loan agreement to get my gun back. And then when he gives it back, even if it's only a few days later, he's got to do a background check on me, pay another $50 to give me my gun back. Now, that's nuts. Most people, when they hear that, they think it's nuts. There's another provision that does have an exemption for hunting, but I'll get to that in a second. First of all, loaning a firearm like that has never been a problem. There's no crimes, no guns that are being used to commit crimes between people who are loaning firearms, whether it's for recreationally shooting, skeet on private property, or deer hunting. And when asked, Michael Bloomberg's lawyers, nobody will answer the question as to why they wanted to extend background checks to temporary possession. And I have my theory on that, and here it is. Michael Bloomberg doesn't want you to own or use firearms. Why would he make a law that made it convenient to have a background check? He wouldn't. In my opinion, he wants to socially engineer firearms out of our communities. And what better way to do it than to scare the law-abiding citizens from using their firearms? Now, I'll get to the hunting exemption, and there's several, but they're all written this way. They're so narrow and so penalty-driven that nobody will use them. For instance, if I want my buddy to borrow my firearm without a background check, there's an exemption. But this is what the exemption says. You can do it under two conditions. I have to stay with my buddy the whole time he's using my gun, which is impractical, because when you're hunting, that's a solitary sport. Nobody does that. The second condition is you have to be in a legal hunting area the entire time that he's hunting. Well, we have 1,000 different places, including, you know, before legal time, after legal time, when your gun's empty, you're walking out of the woods, where you'd be a criminal. Now, this is where it gets dicey. He made the first offense if you violate any provision in this law, in which there's lots of them, and very confusing, you need a lawyer to interpret, then the first offense is a Class D crime, punishable by 364 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. Second offense is 5 years in jail, a felony, loss of firearm rights forever, and a $5,000 fine. And we think that's atrocious, draconian, and so far overboard. It's ridiculous. So, and that, I remind you listeners, is for just possessing somebody else's firearm, even if you didn't do anything wrong.
That could be construed as just picking one up off the, I mean, like, going to a meetup and shooting guns, that could be construed as a temporary transfer if they're physically taking possession of it, couldn't it?
Right. We're not foolish up here. We understand that there could be somebody out there, one in a million, but there could be somebody out there that got a gun and did something bad with it. But what we don't understand is why Bloomberg has decided that he's going to write a law that if you looked at the spectrum, 100% of its impact, 98% of it is on law-abiding citizens. He makes law-abiding citizens jump through all kinds of hoops, do all kinds of background checks, worry, and then, you know, it has a tiny, tiny impact on the bad guys. Now, everybody wants to stop bad guys from getting guns, but this is not designed to stop bad guys. This thing is designed to stop good guys from using guns. And I think that's why Mr. Bloomberg, even though he's outspending us, you know, $8 and $10 to $1, is losing ground fast. People are figuring it out up here. I'm doing this interview because I want your listeners in all those other states, those other 49 states, to get prepared, because let me tell you, you're in a battle. This guy can afford the best. He can afford the best political operatives, the best commercials, the best lawyers, and he comes up here and he buys up everybody. He comes in and he does his work and he gets the press on his side. So when you're out there advocating for gun rights, you have to fight a slanted press. You have to fight the best lawyers money can buy.
Hang on there for me, Dave. We're going into break again.
Yep, sure.
Well, back to you. We'll be right back. Stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Joining me again from the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, which is 10,000 strong and represents the 300,000 sportsmen of Maine, is David Trahan. We're talking about the shenanigans of Bloomberg and everything. The reason I was asking you, David, about these guys, if they're out there. Right now in my state of South Carolina, we just had the, well, we didn't just have it, but we had the AME Emanuel Church shooting. And out of that came this new phrase called the Charleston loophole, which was actually put in place by Bill Clinton when the background check law was passed.
Okay.
And we've been having some Democratic congressmen going around, and just out of the air, they've decided to pick an arbitrary amount of... They want to see that waiting period extended from 3 days, which is federal, to 28 days here in South Carolina, as if that's magically going to make a difference, because, you know, the facts of the case with Dylan Roof just don't bear it out. I mean, he waited 67 days to go on his little shoot 'em ups, and they could have gotten that gun in that amount of time if they had actually done a background check on him. And they're going around trying to stir this up. Now, they're not going to go anywhere, except we haven't had Bloomberg in my state yet. And we've already got this traveling circus going on around here. That sort of makes us look like a ripe target, doesn't it?
It sure does. Don't worry, Bloomberg's building in your state. He's building in every single state, and he's coming to your state when he thinks it's an opportune time. But I want to address mass shootings for a minute.
Sure.
If, in my opinion, you want to reduce mass shootings, or terrorism attacks for that reason. I'm gonna tell you how I think you can do it. When you're a terrorist or you're a mass shooter, the one thing you want is to bring attention to your cause, or you want notoriety. You want your name in lights. Whenever there's a shooting, the press gives terrorists and these mass shooters exactly what they want. They splatter their names across the papers and across the evening news for weeks. And I had a lady, I was having my hair cut the other day, and her daughter said something that just struck me right to the core. She said, you know, she said, when they have these bombings and shootings, I can always remember the shooter or the bomber, but I can never remember the victims' names. And I think that rings true. I think that the American press, because of their overwhelming support for gun control, have been feeding this fire, this fuel to the fire, by continuing to promote the names of these shooters and the bombers, and that needs to stop. The press is as much to blame for what's going on, in my opinion, as the shooters are. Because when you don't, you know, for instance, when there's a sexual assault, the policy is to not use the name of the victim. We do that for a reason. So it isn't unprecedented. The name of a shooter or a terrorist should be buried in a heap of manure somewhere and never spoken. And I think that would do more to reduce these types of violent acts. Violent crime across this nation has been declining over the last 15 years, and it's going down significantly. But what has gone up is the ability to put it in front of people through handheld devices, computers, you name it. There's this mad rush to put this information, and the bloodier the better, because it seems to bring even more headlines for the press. And I think we have to have a very tough debate, and people need to look within themselves in the press and wonder if continuing to do this is helping our country. I don't think it is.
Well, one of the things, I have a lot of friends that are writers, and they will not write the name of a mass. Well, see, here's my problem with this, okay, and it's a very minor problem. The gun grabbers are already out there making it about the guns anyway, and it's never the fault of the guy that's actually doing it. It's never the criminal's fault or the sick kid's fault or whoever it is. It's never their fault. It's the guns. Now, on the one hand, I think it is absolutely deplorable that we don't know the names of victims. I mean, we had a young victim here in South Carolina. We had a school shooting maybe a month and a half ago. And this child was he got nicked in the femoral artery and lingered for days and then passed away, and he was only six. And the entire state turned out for him, and he was a big Batman fan. Batman was at his funeral. And, I mean, the Trader Joe's grocery chain and a bunch of other grocery chains that day dressed as Batman to commemorate that young man. So in this one particular instance, we have a victim being remembered, and the shooter, I don't know the shooter's name to save my life now, even as it is. My problem by getting out there and trying not, I know what you're doing, and I know why you're doing it. You're saying that, we're setting up for all these guys are looking for notoriety. They want their Facebook page hit, boom, boom, boom. They want to become famous. They want to show everybody. I agree with you on that one. However, in the case of Bloomberg, for example, he's going to seize upon that, isn't he? I mean, he's going to get out there. If we're not talking about the shooter and the shooter's motivations and the root cause of what motivated them in the first place, isn't he just going to go after the tool?
Well, I think that's right, but I can tell you that, you know, throughout history, when there's been an act of terrorism, it's a minority trying to bring attention to their cause. And it's the fundamental element of terrorism. And I think these mass shooters are conducting a form of terrorism. And, you know, they want their name in lights. And we have to change that model we're using right now, because, you know, once these things start and somebody sees that, even though it's not in a positive way, you know, another person's name is in lights for a horrible shooting, then they go out and they repeat it. And we've got to do some serious studying into whether that's the best course forward. Now, Michael Bloomberg and Democrats across the nation and through the press have been telling a story about guns that isn't true. Over the last 15 years, violent crime with guns has gone down, except for in places that have the most gun control, like Chicago and Baltimore and places like that. And our story about responsibly living with guns, and particularly in the states like Maine, where we're a safe state to live in as it relates to gun violence, he's winning that war, telling that story that we're a dangerous place, that somehow we have to take guns away, when we've been reducing gun violence across the country, and we have been for some time. So I feel like we're losing that PR war, because just like the microcosm going on here in Maine, you've got the press, like I said earlier. You've got, a billionaire who stacked all the political operatives against us. And, you know, that's what we have to fight against. And Maine people are figuring it out. I would be remiss if I didn't say to your listeners, we need some help up here. And we have a website in which people can make a donation to help us.
Tell them real quick. We got 45 seconds before this break's over, so please put that out.
Yeah, www.ubcbadforme.com. Any donations would be greatly appreciated. We have 8 days before the election, and we need the help. I do want to talk, if I'm going to be on one more segment, about his MO and what he's doing here, and get you guys ready for this in the other states.
Put that website out one more time.
Yeah, it's www.ubcbadforme.com.
Uniform, Bravo, Charlie, Bad For Me. Go hit him with some money. We'll be right back. My guest is David Trahan. This is Lock and Load.
Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a backseat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores allowed to eat. Yum!
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yes, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Joining me one more time is David Trahan from Sportsman's Alliance of Maine. You were about to give us a little parting gift as we get ready to tell.
Yes. I guess the message that I want to leave with your listeners is that, you know, when the wolf isn't on your doorstep, it's kind of easy to ignore the howling off in the distance. But my advice to you is don't ignore it. I'm going to tell you the model that this guy uses. He's used it now in five states, Colorado, Washington, Oregon. He's now up here in Maine and Nevada. And this is the model. He comes in with a pile of money. He stomps on any local politician or candidates for office that might oppose him by spending a pile of money against him. Goes out in a referendum state like Maine, and there's 24 of us states out there that have referendums. If he can't get it through the legislature, he uses money to get on the ballot. He creates this massive machine of the press and the political operatives and the lawyers and divides the communities in the state and promotes his version of gun control. And not only that, he came into Maine, he had his own Everytown group do a study of gun control and manufactured the facts the way he wanted them, gets his talking points, and then the press repeats them like their gospel. Now, you know, that troubles me because we ran away from a king some 25, 30 years ago, a dictator. Bloomberg's buying not only the legislatures, but he's trying to buy the referendum process too. This country, we make laws through our legislature, through our elected officials. We don't have kings make our laws. If Mr. Bloomberg wants to take his billions and go through the legislative process like everybody else has to, then I'll respect him. But I'm not going to respect a man who takes his billions and tries to shape the world in his own social engineering belief. And that's where we are here in Maine. And heed this warning that when they're done with us, they're coming for you.
But it's looking like it's going to fail there, right?
You know, I like to think that. As much work as we've put into it, I believe it's going to be close. To understand, you know, why frustrations. Up until yesterday, I learned that the NRA is putting some money in up here to help us. Thank God for them. By the way, if you're an NRA member, make sure you renew. We had spent less than $100,000. And Michael Bloomberg had spent $5 million up here. And we closed the gap on him. But we're still in it for a fight. The NRA has come up and dumped some money in at the last minute. They've been our friends and done the best they can. But Bloomberg is brilliant, and I'm going to tell you why he's brilliant. He figured out that the National Rifle Association fights in all 50 states in Congress. They're out there fighting for us on every front. And in an election year, Bloomberg can take his billions and target a couple of states. And the NRA just doesn't have the amount of resources he does to fight him on every front. So that he's found a back door. And the back door is through the referendum process and through the individual states. Pay attention, people, because his version of gun control isn't what you think it is.
No. Now, I do know this, David, okay? I know some of the Apaches that have been coming in to help you out. And the one thing that Bloomberg can buy advertising, and he can have all of the reporters on his side and everything else, but I have seen time and time again, especially with this group of guys that have been helping you, that their one-loss record is impressive because they get out there and tap into the grassroots. Bloomberg's not buying votes, is he? He's just buying advertising. That's all he's buying.
No, that's right. We call it AstroTurf campaign, where it's fake grassroots. He generates the appearance of a grassroots campaign, but all he has is a few gun control advocate chiefs down in Portland, our biggest city. He's got his money to create his flashy ads on TV. And he can hire some political operatives. Now, you know, I'm pretty good at political strategy, too. I was in the legislature. I've been part of 15 campaigns. But we always did it the right way, in my opinion. I went in and worked on campaigns for the legislature and others on the up and up. We went out there and fought for our issues. But we didn't just come in and start writing out checks for everybody and saying, hey, I know this isn't going to make a heck of a lot of difference up here because I don't believe a background check really stops a bad guy from doing anything. For your listeners who want to check that out, check out the American Medical Association study in 2000, states with background checks found they did nothing to stop violent crime. But my point is that he's going to try to manufacture a new picture of reality in his mind.
Sure.
And that's where I think folks have to pay attention. Those laws should come from your state. They should be generated through your own state legislatures, not through a king, not through the godfather of gun control, because Mr. Bloomberg's vision of guns was generated through New York City, where organized crime, drugs, terrorism are fairly common. He doesn't see guns as a tool for hunting or self-defense. He sees them as a tool that needs to be banned.
Yeah. The New York crime is based upon the Sullivan Act. Sullivan Act was to keep certain thugs armed and certain thugs unarmed and certain people unarmed. So that part of it. But, I mean, when it's all said and done, Bloomberg has he's got Washington State. He's won that one.
Although, he's won in Oregon and he's won in Colorado.
Well, Colorado, he paid for that one.
He did. Exactly what he's doing here. He just did it in a different form.
Well, no. When I say he paid for that one, the people that backed his stuff, they paid for it.
Because, yes, that's correct. I believe they were kicked out of office, which
yes,
is
they were. Yes, they
justice.
Were.
So,
yeah, they, you know, the grassroots is joined in on this. It really should be a no-brainer. As many gun owners are in the United States today that we should be able to take the dude down. But, it gives me my mission is to fight people like him. Now, one day, if they ever go away, of course, then I just start about talking about hunting and training with guns and tactical training, self-defense with guns and all that other stuff, and the show goes on. But, I mean, gosh, it's a growth industry, these gun grabbers, isn't it? They're just out there everywhere.
Well, Mr. Bloomberg and his types have empowered the people who stayed quiet on gun control. If I remember right, there was a congressional backlash that happened when Bill Clinton came in, and there was a push for gun control, and people, you know, lost the majority in the Congress, and they paid for it. Well, those folks have been sleeping, and now they're awake, and they feel empowered by his money and this tone that's going around the country, and the fact that the press is on their side has empowered them. But let me tell you something about guns.
We got 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Okay.
So make sure we put that aside one more time.
Yeah. Guns founded this country. Guns defend us when we're our most vulnerable. They defend us in war. And we give them to police officers and give those police officers the power to kill in our name and under our laws. That's powerful. Guns will never be gone. But when you give them up as individuals and only the government has them, you're in trouble.
Well, you know, I looked at some new numbers that came out, and some guys actually did some crunching and looking at various records and everything, and now the estimate is around 660 million.
Yes.
That genie's way out of the bottle, David.
Well,
more time.
Bless you, all you law-abiding citizens who use your guns responsibly, and thank the military guys that go and give their lives for us. They are the ones that defend our freedoms.
One more time, give out that website for donations.
www.ubcbadforme.com.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. We will be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.